When you launch your Windows Store app, it begins a life cycle that consists of various states, such as running, suspended, and terminated. By preserving position within the app and the states of various controls, users can count on being able to pick up where they left off when the device goes to sleep, or when they resume your app after having navigated to another app. When you preserve navigation state, you preserve the user's current page and navigation history. When you preserve view state, you preserve the appearance of individual pages and controls. For example, you might preserve the content of a text box, the playback position of a media control, and the selections in a list box. You preserve the app's view state from the code behind of individual pages. The Visual Studio app templates provide default event handlers for this, which make use of the generated Suspension Manager class. Your app should always save user settings so that they are maintained between sessions. Additionally, settings can be roamed over a user's Microsoft account. You should consider roaming these settings so that they will be available on other devices. Download the application data sample from the Windows Store App Sample Gallery. For more info, see App State, start to finish, on MSDN. Thanks for joining us for One Dev Minute.